watched things. It was amazing, actually. Good. Yeah. Superb weekend and then lovely meal Monday. Oh, thanks, matey. Oh,
that's from us both.
Oh, thanks, Rosie. You're welcome.
Boss?
Oh.
How are you doing, Trix? You send everywhere.
He just likes to liberally spray his scent around.
Sounds like his owner.
Well, yeah. Yes, surprisingly, I was working at the weekend. Only on the Sunday, though, at a show. So, worst days of working have been had.
You've got something there. You look like you've had a blister.
Let's do manly things to celebrate. Drinking beer, playing football.
Be careful.
At the same time, which is quite an interesting proposition.
I think we've done it.
Yes, we have definitely done it.
He's such a peeker.
Oh my god, that's incredible. You see that? Elaine's not impressed at all. An ale-tailed pint glass. Yeah, that's incredible. That is brilliant.
It's the launch of our official merch.
Yeah.
Online store.
Oh, that's amazing.
Very good.
That's amazing.
Welcome. Are we recording yet? We are. Are we? Brilliant. Let's run with that. This is episode 3 of Ale Tales.
Amazing. Indeed, yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, brilliant. Actually, is that on my list?
It's on mine.
It's the middle one on my list. This is really going to confuse our listeners going straight into this. But we'll come back to that. This is Ale Tales episode 3, which I think I've already told you. But we may be slightly more tiddled than usual when we record this particular episode. By the way, that intro, that sprawling intro, there was a dog involved. That's what we're talking about, spraying their scent. That was my dog. And your Ale Tales glass, Daniel, you recently celebrated a birthday. Well done.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Cheers, sir.
Hooray.
Cheers.
I'm bashing my unopened can against your
full
glass.
Well, open it up right now. Oh, that was satisfying.
Just showing off. Mm-hmm. What you got there? What are you drinking there, lad?
I feel like, I'm on Brooklyn Summer Ale currently, and I would love to explain that to you. However, prior to that, I'm going to explain exactly why we just got so overexcited about the word indeed. Basically...
Hold on, what happens? No, carry on.
Yeah, well... What happens is we have to drink when... Well, we've already done that.
I think we're going to do that anyway.
We're playing bingo, basically. That's not one of your words, is it, basically?
No, that's not. That's a shocker.
We're playing bingo.
Overlooked.
So, indeed was one of the words I had.
You realise you've said that 4 times and it's right in the middle of my squares.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you get it more times on your thing.
Why not?
Because that's not how bingo works, you spanner. So we've got bingo sheets,
never
and beforehand we decided to put on the things that we predicted we might say.
We have a grid of 9 words each, don't we?
And of course, yes, we do. And of course, that was the first thing we both said.
Indeed.
So
that was a gimme.
That was a gimme.
That was just for you, Daniel. Gift wrapped.
That was one down. This is episode 3.
We said that 3 times now. Synergy.
Why are we so much more drunk on this episode?
I don't know.
Probably because we had 2 pints beforehand.
Yeah. We're so giddy off the success of our 2 listeners from the first 2 episodes that, you know.
Definitely.
Oh, seriously, that burns in my nostrils.
That's nice.
That was a big swig. Anyway. where are we at? We are on. Let's talk about our beer lineup, Dan. What have we got tonight?
We have a Brooklyn Summer Ale, which we've already cracked into.
Very exciting. We've got a Hoppy Kaye.
Hoppy Kaye, mother.
Truckers.
Yeah.
What else?
Which brewery?
You tell me.
I will tell you.
The man with the mouse.
Tell you right now. It's a Lone Rider Brewery.
Yeah.
And good times. The third one.
Is Good Juju.
Good Juju. Which is Left Hand Brewing.
Fantastic.
And the fourth one.
The fourth one is Evil Twin Brewing's very own
Old Fashioned Lemonade. Don't try and read Omnipollo.
What does Omnipollo mean?
I don't know. I don't think we did enough research beforehand. So those are our four beers.
No, that's four.
And there is a fifth one, but it's a wild card, and
yet
we're not going
to be
discuss
unveiled.
Exactly. But you may notice a theme. Do tell us, Ben.
You've skipped ahead a segment.
No, I haven't.
No. There is a theme. Deliberate theme. Despite the madness, the unfiltered randomness of this sprawling conversation, there is a theme. We have actually put some vague amount of intellectual thought towards what we're going to do with our night.
That is actually the maddest thing, is that this is the most planned episode, and yet it's been the most sporadic, random bollocks start to it.
Yeah.
I think that's impressive.
Yeah, I think players with a few beers and this is what is going to happen. But yes, there is a theme to cut through this nonsense, and it's US beers.
USBs?
No, US beers.
Oh, US beers.
Yeah, you don't need to plug it in. Is
there any reason? This is the bit where we discuss why we're doing this.
Because we like American beer.
Is that the only reason?
We have got a more specific reason, haven't we, Daniel?
Yeah.
To bat the ball back to you like a tennis match. Andy Murray style, although he's injured at the moment.
That's not an American reference.
It's really not, but, you know, fucking Andre Agassi.
Bat the ball like a pinch hitter would be a more American reference.
Yeah, you've lost me, so sure.
So we're talking about the 4th of July, which is...
What happens on the 4th of July, Daniel?
Independence Day, I believe.
Yeah?
Yeah, not
just... when the aliens come.
Yeah, that one. I was going to say, not just the the Independence
Day.
Are we on
the original or the sequel? Because the sequel wasn't that
the
good.
The sequel was poo, although you try and defend it.
I saw it in 3D.
Yeah.
It was a good spectacle in 3D. IMAX, styly.
I'm not with you. In any way, shape or form. But yeah, no, the actual Independence Day.
Yes.
Of... I'm going to really show myself up here. 1776?
Sure.
No, that was when...
You're the historian,
that was, Daniel. I'm pretty certain that was actually it.
Yeah.
4th of July.
Yeah. So yes, this is a case of raising a glass to our USA brethren.
Brethren. Yeah. Cousins. I think we call each other cousins.
Folk over at Pond and all that.
I didn't think you said folk then.
I said folk.
Okay, folk that's, over the pond.
Yeah.
Over Bond. Aye. So that's the plan. So we start with a Brooklyn Summer Ale.
We've had this beer before, haven't we, Dan?
Oh,
we can't lie.
Oh, yes, we have. Go on.
My eyes lit up when we saw this on the shelves.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah,
literally, in fact.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you are an android.
Yet to be confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn Summer Ale is a fantastic beverage. It's a 5% from the Brooklyn Brewery in New York, of course, and a seasonal beer. And we go mad for it over here in the UK, don't we, when it's available.
Mad for it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you some technical stuff, which is not ordinarily our forte, but I'm gonna tell you some
technical shiz.
So it's a sunny pale ale, which may be indicative of the
name.
But malts, the malts, British pale malts. And German Pilsner malts also.
Interesting.
So European European malts, I like it.
The US is a country of all nations, isn't it?
Hops. The only one I recognise in there is Cascade.
I'm aware of the Amarillo.
Actually.
Give it to the Willamette and how do you say that? Atunum.
Yeah, exactly, that one.
What a wonderful phrase.
We even have food pairings. Salad, seafood, quiches.
Hold on. Hold on, though. Hold on. Brooklyn Brewery lists the original gravity.
I don't... Oh, yeah. Right. Brewing. We need to get more into our brewing.
Yeah, let's not show ourselves up. Well, onwards.
We are going to discuss that, though, later, aren't we? We are.
In a later episode.
Yeah. But, sorry, just to go back to the food pairings. Cheddar, feta, and concerts. You are as speechless as I feel right now.
I mean, we're about to have a meat feast pizza.
We are.
I'm not sure that qualifies as a concert.
No. Well, I mean, it's a concert of meats, isn't it?
Well, it will sing in my mouth. Mm.
So, this beer is all about following your impulses, winging it from beaches and barbecues to stoops and rooftops.
No, they're talking about the Brooklyn Summers there.
That's what we're drinking.
You're misreading it.
Bannard.
No, go on. Summit in Brooklyn is all about following your impulses, winging it from beaches and barbecues to stoops and rooftops, which I'm not sure we can directly relate to being two lads from Yorkshire.
Have you never been on a stoop?
What's a stoop?
I don't know. Shall we look
at it? Oh, that's our pizza.
Oh, pizza!
You fill some time, Daniel.
Okay, I'm very capable of filling time. So it's refreshing, flavourful pale ale. Made to accompany you on your warm weather adventures. Ooh, very nice. So 100% British two-row barley brings its famed bready flavours, capped off with German and American hops to provide a snappy, clean bitterness and a bright floral aroma. It's a sunny pale ale, Brooklyn style. And you know what? I love it. It's amazing. I've been to the Brooklyn Brewery. I'm not trying to show off or anything, but it is amazing. I loved it there. I drank several beers, of which right now I cannot remember. Are you back with the pizza?
You're still talking to our legion of two fans.
Our loyal followers.
It's almost like we've deliberately ordered pizza to be American. I know that pizza is originally Italian, but you know what I mean.
Well,
it's like an episode of Friends, but with more
without upsetting people. It's been hijacked, hasn't it?
Jalapenos.
Oh, they're so big.
I wish you could taste these. Mm. I mean, I'm not talking to you because you're gonna.
I actually will get to
potentially
taste them.
Listening.
Shall we eat and then come back?
Yes,
because otherwise we'll chew into the microphone.
Yeah,
super.
See you in a bit.
Cheers.
And we're back. This ain't a scene, it's a goddamn podcast. What are we drinking next, Daniel?
Well, you planned on saying, and we're back, and then I said it.
Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, we are indeed back, clearly, because we're talking.
We've
That's
had
noise
some
in
pizza.
People's ears. We have, that was very nice. But we are drinking the Hoppy K.A.
Mother Flipper.
Which is possibly the best film catchphrase of all time.
I could think of some more.
Go on then.
I choose not to.
Go on then. What can rival Bruce Willis saying the other K.A.?
Luke, I am your father.
It's not a catchphrase.
It is.
No.
It's very well known around the world.
How many times does John McClane say Yippee-ki-yay in Die Hard?
I don't know.
More than once.
So that actually is a catchphrase. Okay, yeah. I see your point.
You know, that's a very good line from our Darth, but it's not a catchphrase.
All right, I'm with you.
It's literally the best ever catchphrase in Hollywood cinema.
Okay, I'm sure our listeners would disagree, but tough. That's your decision.
Well, if they disagree, you've
just necked that Brooklyn.
Yeah, it was lovely. I'm ready for hit.
Wow, I'm still sucking away here. How often is it that you are ahead of me?
All the time.
Right, I'm gonna tell you about all over my monitor, all over my screen.
Apologies.
Can you wipe it off? So Hoppy K.A., they say we've rounded up some great malts and hops for Hoppy K.A. IPA. I like how much that rhymes.
It's Hoppy beautiful.
Kaye,
it is. It's beautiful.
Year round.
What's the poetic phrase? What's the word?
It's not alliteration, is it?
No. To one.
Yeah, we're not English teachers.
No.
So year-round IPA, the straw-coloured ale is hopped with Columbus and Amarillo and rounded out by a mild body from the malts.
I tell you what, that is not a mild body.
No?
No.
Quite a hefty body.
If this beer was a woman...
Yes? Whoa. Let's not go there, shall we?
No, if this beer was a woman, she would have very, very wide hips.
I don't know if I like that.
This is a large barreled ale.
A large what?
Barreled. A large barreled ale. I'm prepared to say that.
Been in a large barrel. It's spent its time in a large barrel.
It's just a hefty mother trucker.
Okay.
Yippee-ki-yay and all that.
Mm. I have not had the opportunity to taste it yet because you're a selfish son of a...
It's a big old 6.6%, which, you know...
What's that? The...
ABV.
This? Oh, thank you.
Good one.
That's on my bit. Liz.
I am a little bit obsessed, aren't I? Even when we were looking on the shelves, I was like, what's the ABV?
Yes.
The advertised beverage variety. That's clearly not what it is.
I missed one already, but hey-ho.
I think I'm up to date on my beer bingo, just to make it clear what we're actually doing to the people who may be listening.
So you've only got Indeed so far?
Yeah.
Disappointing. At least I've got two.
I know.
Two out of my nine.
I feel like I need to corner you in some.
I only need one more to actually get bingo, which I know is a fairly shoddy game of bingo. But
that makes me entirely predictable in what I say.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Anyway, come on. What is this then? Yeah. It's an IPA. It's quite a bitter IPA, isn't it? Don't you think?
Oh, yes, it is. I would say that is roasty.
Again, it's got some Amarillo hops and Columbus hops in there. Mm. Whereabouts in the US is this one? Raleigh? NC, where's that?
North Carolina.
Good on. I don't know where that is. Where's that in the States? Where's North Carolina? Terrible, isn't it?
East. No, they would not like that, the North Carolinians.
Oh, you know what? I've just read the quote that's on the side of the Hobby Kaye can.
Yeah.
It makes me very pleased.
Read it to me.
Because you know what my favourite film is of all time? It's pretty obvious from this link.
It is pretty obvious. Go on.
Die Hard. It's the best film of all time. Undisputed.
Yes. So the quote is what?
The quote is, just a fly in the ointment, the monkey in the wrench, the pain in the ass.
Is that from...
It's John McClane talking to Hans!
Amazing. So it is very much inspired by...
I know, but...
What's it called? Die Hard.
Yes, yeah, brilliant. We need to watch that. Although the character on the front sort of reminds me of the cover of Red Dead Redemption.
He does, the video game. He's got a John Marston feel about him, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's sort of wearing a waistcoat that makes him look like he's off of Bullseye, but... he looks like a mean mother trucker. I'm slightly disappointed by how bitter this IPA is.
You think? Yeah, I'm getting a sharp.
You realise we haven't done March yet. What would you give the previous beer that we had? The Brooklyn.
We always have to jump back, don't we?
I know we do. Well, you know, bear with me.
Yeah, I will bear with you.
What are you giving the Brooklyn?
The Brooklyn
Summer Ale. Come on, straight up.
Straight up. Straight up. I would give it 4.
4.5.
Oh, 4.5. Goodness gracious.
I mean, I was tempted to go with the all out.
Really? Were you heading towards a 5?
Everything on the table, a 5. Okay. But no, I'm going to go 4.5 because I want to leave myself for a better beer, just in case.
Okay, fair enough.
Where do we go from here?
Well, exactly, where do we go from here? Well, we go to the Hobby Cafe. What do you believe that is worth?
I'm disappointed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
I think it's the first time I've been disappointed by beer on ale.
Tell me what you're feeling. Are you feeling horse blankety fermentation flavours derived from yeast?
I've literally no idea what any of that means. what I do believe is that I'm very disappointed by how bitter it is for an IPA. Mm. I don't know. I need the sweetness, and that's not packing it enough. I'm going to give that... Would you believe it? A 1.5 out of 5.
No.
I can be a mean mother trucker when I want to be.
Apparently so, even though it has such a connection to your
favourite. Well, I think that's it. It raises my expectations.
Mm.
Sadly.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think it is pungent.
It's just not for me.
It's not for you.
Not for me.
Not for you.
Sadly.
Yeah, I mean, I'd go a two.
Yeah, okay.
So what we on? I mean, we're on a similar sort of wave long there, aren't we?
Let's leave it there and move on to the news.
Oh, the news. I mean, it's only taken us half an hour to get there.
What have we got, Daniel? What's first up on the news agenda?
I will begin, sir, with the fact that Robinson's Brewery in Stockport has revealed 6 new seasonal ales inspired by TV and the movies.
Oh.
I think particularly interesting for us is Pint of Thrones and Dark Vader.
I've no idea what any of those references could mean.
You're so silly. You're a silly sod, aren't you?
Hold on. You show me a screen grab there of the beer pumps, of those beers, and I'm particularly excited by the Darth Vader one, which is a pictorial reference to the shape of his helmet.
It is indeed.
It's wonderful.
I've also just realised there is a Yippie IPA.
Yeah, sticking on the John McClane theme.
Yeah.
Yeah. The new range. Hold on, what's that to say? So we're reading from an article on the Manchester Evening News website. So a new range by, is it Robinson's one, or is that a different one?
No, it's all Robinson.
Includes quirky titles such as Yippie IPA, Mother Hopper. A nod to Bruce Willis's often quoted line from Die Hard, which we've already covered.
We have already covered.
Yes, excellent.
However, that is a
Hoppy Days, apparently.
That is a lovely hop-based pun.
You love hops, don't you?
I really do, yes. So we've actually tried Pint of Thrones, haven't we? And it was only okay.
Yeah, disappointed again.
Yeah. A nutty mediocre beverage.
I'm not sure nutty ales do it for me.
No, I don't love the nuts in my mouth.
I love nuts generally, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Good old cashew is a wonderful taste. But in beer, it doesn't really work for me.
Right. So
moving on from that
moving on from your perversions. What's this one? Unpasteurized beer?
Yes, apparently it's a thing. And it's popular. All of a sudden, hooray, pasteurized beer. Yeah, untreated beers that are fresh. Good on them, eh? Unpasteurized beer is safe. So declare vinepair.com. As a rule, drink unpasteurized beer within 45 to 60 days of the production date and make sure that you're buying from somewhere that kept the beer cold from production to the point it's open in your hand.
Explain this to me, because I didn't quite understand exactly what the point was, really.
Well, an unpasteurised beer is a beer that's not been through the pasteurisation process. It's a product largely defined by what it isn't, according to Vinepair. So it's sort of that raw product, isn't it? The cans and bottles are run through a hot water spray that's around 140 degrees, apparently, to kill any bacteria and stop any yeast still in the beer from growing.
No, that's you, dingbat. That's
that's commercial beer.
Standard beer. So this doesn't
pasteurise it. It skips that step. Right. It's sort of untreated beer, basically. And it's like a hark back to the moonshine spirits of the farmyard, as it were. Yeah. You know.
I like a farmyard and a moonshine. Yeah. So what's the actual benefits of it then? Why do you think it's a good thing?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of cool that, you know, beer sort of experimentation and production is being taken back to those people, you know, who aren't the experts necessarily, who are trying different things and unpasteurised. You know, it's kind of another concept for people to latch onto with the sort of craft market. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by it. I'd like to try some. And I like those beers that come with the sort of unfiltered stuff in the bottom.
Yeah, I think for me it's like that idea of organic, like, you know, you wouldn't eat food after 45 or 60 days, so I think it's good that there is the option to drink a beer that is fresher, all right? And also, I was just looking at the... Can I look at this?
You can look at that. Cool. I don't know what you want to look at, but sure.
I don't know what you want, but you can do it. The history, I was just reading the history behind it there. So All beers were pasteurized before the 1870s, near the end of the Franco-Prussian War, one of my favorite wars.
Going to vibe.
Louis Pasteur was the father of pasteurization, apparently. He wanted to make French beer taste better.
Good on him.
So he was studying the diseases of beer, why beer got poorly, basically. And they realized that it spoiled faster, and there's all this stuff about the fermentation between 77 and 95 degrees, and I'm not going to get into all of that. But basically, the history of it is that, you know, we got Louis Pasteur. He's a big deal, isn't he?
He's a dude, isn't he? Leading on from the unpasteurized beer thing,
go
though.
Go for it.
Because you would quite often associate unpasteurized beer with sort of a kind of murky beer, wouldn't you?
You would, I would.
Apparently, according to Tom Naylor, who writes in The Guardian, murky beer is now a thing. And it's challenging people's perceptions of what to expect from their pint.
I expect nothing but clarity.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? You know, traditionally, people have wanted that clear pint. You can see the bubbles rising to the top in quite an aggressive...
an aggressive manner.
Happy manner. You know, but nowadays, you know, you kind of... what you expect from your pint glass when you look into a pint of ale can be very different. It can be pretty cloudy. It can be murky, can't it?
I don't worry anymore. In fact, we had one earlier, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which was, let me just remind myself, exactly.
Sort of mango
was.
Flavours, didn't it, that one?
Yeah. Was that one? I think it did.
Well, murky beers are a thing now, like cloudy beer.
Yeah.
But, you know, in days gone by, you'd have turned that back to the barman and gone, that's off, mate.
Absolutely, yeah. It was literally called Oh My Haze by First Class Ale. That's what we had in the pub earlier. So they're actually jumping on that and saying, you know, I don't mind a bit of murkiness, a bit of haze in there.
Well, beautifully, this Guardian article mentions Cloud Water Brewery, which I'm a massive fan of, I may have mentioned, in Manchester. And they produce a series of wonderful beers that sort of challenge the norm, and, you know, Cloudwater and all that. Quite a lot of their beers are sort of like, you know, of a murky quality, mixing fruit and sort of, you know, traditional ale. And the appearance is a sort of, you know, dark, dense quality beer. And I don't know, it's interesting. 10 years ago, people would have turned that back, undoubtedly. But I think, like, tastes have changed, haven't they? Like, people don't judge on appearance now. It's all about taste.
It is absolutely.
Which is
about
good.
Flavor.
It's more refined, isn't it? Beer drinking is more, to sort of broaden this topic out, it's more sort of accessible.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is. It's both accessible and yet it's maintained a lot of the element of people knowing their stuff, and I think that's good because it means that even if you've been presented with a cloudy beverage, then it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad beer, it's a bad ale. So we've just opened the Good Juju now.
Tell us about Good Juju, Daniel.
Oh, I would absolutely love to. So they say it's a light ale brewed with fresh ginger.
I don't think I've ever had a light ale brewed with fresh ginger before.
Oh, it smells gingery. To create a spicy aroma and unique flavour. So, a little juju voodoo. Fresh ginger kisses the live malty body. Copulating with the hop.
Copulating, did you say?
I literally said copulating.
What?
In this pale ale ancestor. Emancipate yourself. From the dead of winter, none but the vernal equinox can free the light. A refreshing frivolity. Hey, mon, shuka fwaga.
This is the best description I've ever read on a beer website.
Better a witch doctor than a chum maker. Quit your bitching and get a witch in.
Yeah, man.
Good juju.
What do you think?
I haven't tried it yet, but
have
I like
not?
The smell. No.
Oh, that mean that is ginger through and through, isn't it? That's delicious. I'm prepared to go that far.
Do you want to know something?
I do.
I don't like ginger. However,
that's probably an issue with that beer.
No, though. No, but again, you know, like last time, I don't like licorice, and yet I love that beer. I don't like ginger that much, and yet I really like that beer. So maybe what I'm learning is that actually I'll just drink anything. And, you know, I think...
Even, discerning ale podcast host.
Even if there are certain flavours in it, I'll still go for it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's.
I mean, that is beautiful, though. Gorgeous. A fresh hit of ginger hits you in the face. Mm. At the same time, there's sort of this kind of mild, sort of sunshine ale that, like, slivers down your throat. It's wonderful. Wonderful concoction. I'm very impressed. I had no idea what to expect.
Could you tell me what it sort of reminds you of?
I'm probably laying on a beach, to be honest.
Do you not want to tell me what it's like?
What it's like? The taste of it is like...
Yes! Thank you!
Oh! Phone to that trap. Friggin'
beer. I mean, I basically just said it myself. Drink.
That's not fair.
So I have It's Like, Indeed, and... ABV now. So.
I've got one. I'm still stuck on Indeed.
So I would be interested to know what you've actually got for me.
I'm not falling into those traps. So is this something that you're a fan of, Dan?
This beverage, as I say, it's...
Are you a fan of it?
Gingery. Am I a fan? I don't like ginger, and it's not... It just tastes...
So you're not a fan of it?
I... think it's okay.
So are you a fan of it or you're not a fan of it?
I'm not going to say what you want me to say.
Damn it!
And now you've just given away one of the things that I shouldn't say.
Intriguing fail.
I would, however, say that it is very rich. I would say that it... if you haven't noticed, by the way, I obviously have a list of adverbs. No, not adverbs. Adjectives that I should be using. I would also say it has a malt complexity, and I actually believe
would
that.
Would you?
Yes, I would.
I don't agree.
Oh my God.
It's quite light. I think it's quite light.
No.
That juju is good for the... Sup, sup.
You're a goon. You're an absolute goon. So yeah, for me, good juju is not good juju. It's bad juju. I would go...
Poor.
I would go a one.
One?
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally appalled.
You can be as appalled as you wish.
I mean, that's a good solid four from me. That is a wonderful beer. It's really sort of expresses itself as it suggests it, you know, in its unique flavour that it presents. It's wonderful. Ginger beer, didn't think it'd work. You know, well, then ginger beer is wonderful, but, you know, that was...
Ginger beer is not wonderful.
Ginger beer is fantastic. But this is nothing like ginger beer. This is like fresh hit of ginger in your face, like freshly cut ginger. You can smell the aroma of it, and you get a nice
mellow beer.
It's lovely. It's maybe not got the depths of, you know, the Brooklyn Summer Ale, for example, but it's a very palatable beer. It's good beer for a summer afternoon, I would suggest. One is really harsh.
Didn't you just give the last one?
No, it was slightly high. I'd give that four. I don't think we can meet in the middle. I think we should move on.
Well, I don't...
I'm disappointed.
I don't think we...
You know,
I can see it in your face. I feel like we're at odds today. At odds.
Yeah, maybe we should look to the next beer.
We did actually decide together on the rating in previous episodes. Whereas right now, we're just coming to our own decisions.
These are poles apart.
Yeah, well, I think maybe that's saying something about our relationship.
Have you got another news item for us, Daniel?
Moves further apart.
Not to...
Further away from each other.
Not to move past this division. In any way. What have you got there?
So, yeah, I noticed something on Kickstarter, which, I mean, have you ever dabbled in Kickstarter?
Yeah. Yeah, I've just ordered a book on Kickstarter.
No, you have not. No, you have not.
Yeah.
Who? What? Really?
Yeah.
Go on.
A book.
Is it the Balkany one?
Yeah, I can't remember the name. We should give it a plug. John Bills wrote it.
John Bills.
Off of the guy we met in Belgrade originally.
Yeah. What's it actually called? Anyway,
History of Slavic Misery.
That's it.
I'm waiting for it in the post. I'm very excited, John.
Yeah.
Get on it with sending it, please.
Yeah.
And I hope you're listening.
Indeed. I just said indeed. That doesn't make it any worse.
Just stop giving me the same one.
So this Kickstarter project is Plato, and I checked the spelling and pronunciation.
I'm moving on to our next pizza.
You're not going to eat. That's disgusting.
Sorry.
Plato is a brand new way of analysing your ongoing fermentation. It's an airlock, a reinvented airlock that sends information about your beer fermentation straight to your phone.
Jesus.
Including specific gravity, fermentation activity, alcohol percentage, ambient temperature, all 100% non-invasive. That sounds amazing to me.
Very invasive.
Your jaw is very clicky. We have not actually brewed before together, have we?
Yeah.
But we should. We should brew something.
I've got a book. My sister bought me a home brewing book.
Should utilise that. Well, so original gravity, I looked it up, or specific gravity. I don't know. Some sort of gravity. it describes the amount of sugar in the wort. Wort? Or
the wort.
Wort.
Come on. You've been on beer tours with me.
Shame. Shame. I just wanted you to correct me, really, was the biggest thing. So the wort. Yeah, so yeast converts wort sugars into alcohol. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure people who actually know their beer know this stuff. We do not, but I think we should. I think we should actually go for it. So this might be our magic thing. It's got an app and everything. So Plato, Plaato.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go for it?
Sure.
I mean, I know I'm moving to Dubai, but should we just do it anyway?
That's a bombshell for our listeners.
Oh, sorry.
You aren't leaving these shores, but we're gonna find a way, aren't we?
We're gonna find a way for me to imbibe alcohol in a predominantly Muslim state.
Yeah, I mean,
in fact, entirely Muslim state. Anyway, should we go final story? Shall we?
Please do, Daniel.
Please do. Does that basically mean you want me to end?
As gripping as that conversation was. Yeah, let's carry on. That was harsh.
You were basically just eating pizza throughout that entire
thing. I'm eating pizza, and are you still filming?
Filming?
Recording?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Okay. Well, I'm still balancing the hoppy kaye and the good juju and sort of...
I think I am as well.
Jalapeno pizza.
Yeah. Anyway.
There's a lot going on in my palate.
Well, just deal with it, man. Our final story is from the Brewers Association. I like these dudes. And basically what they have to say is that there is a Brewers Association independent craft brewer seal, which is a new thing, man.
Ow, ow.
No, not that kind of seal. You always have to ruin my story.
That's awesome.
So basically, they're talking about the fact that for years, small and independent craft breweries have been turning the beer industry upside down. And that's why the logo is an upside down beer bottle.
Yes. The Brewers Association certified independent craft. Okay. Mm. Good on.
So basically, this is going to be placed on bottles and tings for independent craft brewers. And I think that's really good because I think we've spoken before about sort of trying to promote independent breweries.
And this is an easy way to pick out those like small independent brewers, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a great way of supporting them straight off the shelf.
Absolutely.
Which is good. And, you know, which leads us straight into an analysis done by the Society of Independent Brewers, the voice of British brewing and all that, who say that in the northeast of England, which, you know, northeast, that always means Yorkshire as well, which is where we're from.
Mm.
Basically, they've put out a new report which highlights the important role that independent craft brewers are now playing in communities across the northeast in terms of creating jobs, opening brewery tap rooms, which apparently have helping to fill the void left by unfortunate community pub closures and raising thousands of pounds for numerous local charities. It's cool. It sort of shows that community aspect of making beer. Independent breweries apparently support charities. 84% of them do, in fact. And 21% of those support more than 5 charities, which is really cool, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It shows that actually independent breweries are cool dudes.
But the sort of taproom idea is a really brilliant thing, don't you think? Because it makes you go, oh, I can directly support my local brewery by rocking up and drinking a beer in their bar, and they host various events, you know, which may raise money for charity. But I think this sort of taproom thing, as far as my experience is concerned, is quite a new phenomenon. And, you know, in our neck of the woods, Brew York do a fantastic job of that. They've got a brilliant tap room.
Oh, yeah.
But it's more common nowadays. I think that's brilliant. It gets you straight to the product. It makes you think, well, this is like kind of locally produced thing and backing locally, local entrepreneurs. You know, why wouldn't you want to back that? You know, wherever you are in the world.
Absolutely. I think without a brewery like Brew York, I don't think we'd be where we are, like, in terms of making this podcast, drinking the beer
or
that
getting
we're drinking
every Friday.
Yeah, pretty much. I think it does. It encourages people to support local breweries and local initiatives and stuff. Yeah. I think that's great. I'm going to grab the last beer.
Excellent. What is our last beer, Daniel? Give us a shout from over there. What is it?
Lemonade.
Oh, of course. It's the... What is it? What is the bad lemonade? No, it's not bad lemonade.
Yes, bad lemonade.
Bad lemonade IPA.
Terrible lemonade.
What is it?
Old-fashioned lemonade.
Old-fashioned lemonade IPA by Evil Twin Brewing. Yes, indeed. Another of our US imports.
This one has two stickers on.
7%. I'm not sure we need a 7%
this beer. This one has two stickers on, both are £4.35.
Wonderful.
So, therefore, it must have been £7.70.
No,
£8.70.
Well done. Anyway, what do we think of this one?
I don't know.
The old cheesy cracking for the mic.
No, all over.
You see, this makes me think of, you know, the stores that you get at the front of gardens, a child running them, fresh lemonade.
I think that's
on a summer's day.
Potentially the idea, but that's a bit weird. But yeah. Anyway, we haven't mentioned America.
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 What do you want to say about America?
I want to say it's an alright country.
It's an alright country.
Yeah.
That is a real bold statement right there.
No, it's actually a great country. I mean, I've been. Have you been?
No. I want to. I've never been to America.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Why did I think you had?
I've flown across the world, but I've not gone to the States.
I really enjoyed my time in the States.
Desperate to go.
See New York, Philly, Washington, California, Hawaii. I think it's a lovely place. When I say it's a lovely place, it's a massive place, and there's very many different, you know, cultures and beliefs and societies. Yeah, I mean, my only issue with America is it.
No,
I don't want to get into that. I think it set out with a great purpose and it may have lost its way. That's the only thing I'm going to say, and that's the only political thing I'm going to say.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
What's your experiences of drinking American beer? That's what I'm more interested
American
in on
beer
this podcast.
Is great. I mean, I think American craft beer has reignited people's love for something different.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, you know, like we talk about BrewDog and
we're doing this, yeah. And then
the way that that has brought the idea of American craft beer to Britain, not just to England, but to, I mean, it's a Scottish company, is BrewDog, so they are predominantly, you know, they base themselves off the American craft model, and I think creating something that is different and tasty, and rather than, you know, what us poor buggers were stuck with over here. Excuse my hiccups.
Oh, a while ago now, though. Well, yeah, we used to do the traditional mild.
I mean, even when we were at uni. Gold. Even when we were at uni.
Yeah.
What did we have?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it was all about lager, wasn't it? Ale wasn't a thing.
Carling, Carlsberg, bloody, you know, there was nothing really.
Yeah,
was
usual
there?
Suspect.
Or you could drink John Smith's or Tetley's.
Yeah.
Whereas now, we have, you know, we've just walked into a shop and bought 5 cans of delicious craft ale. Yeah?
Indeed we have.
Absolutely amazing.
This is a beautiful drink, this old-fashioned lemonade IPA. I think that's wonderful. It's really sort of summery and light.
Yeah, agreed.
And there's a massive hit of lemonade, actually.
Have you just crossed me off? or something.
No, I thought I had a beer bingo, but I really don't. I'm still stuck on Indeed.
What do you think really of this, actually? Sorry, what do you think of it generally?
I'm in a happy-go-lucky mood today, aren't I?
Yeah.
But I'm going to give that a decent score as well. I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Okay. I'm probably even going to go further. I'm going to go 4.
Cause really?
I think, yeah.
The only reason I'm giving it lower is that it tastes slightly more sort of like a carbonated drink than it does a beer.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
which is fine. But, yeah. You know,
yeah,
it's a beer after all.
But generally, like, sum it up in one word for me.
Refreshing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not the word I wanted.
Two words, citrus shower.
Citrus shower. Right, okay.
Stop fishing for
and
me,
if you, and if you had to, like, put it into a scenario, like, what are you feeling? What does it make you think of?
It's like, okay.
No, not what it's like, but what does it make you think of?
It's like sort of, you know, taking a really delicate dessert spoon to a massive... tropical fruit sort of buffet and just going wild and really enjoying yourself and sort of piece by piece enjoying it and just the sun's beating down.
That's beautiful.
You just feel refreshed, you know, the sea's lapping at your heels.
Absolutely beautiful.
It's a good day.
Mm-hmm.
This beer is a good day.
It is a good day. Cheers, buddy. Cheers. Shall we move on to the wild card before we sign
Crikey.
Up?
This could be an interesting one.
I know, yeah. We've got through quite a lot there, haven't we? We've rocked and rolled and...
Let's unveil the wild card.
Oh, it's so wild. Again.
At the wild card. Come What's the wild card on. Today?
It is a beaver.
No.
Belching beaver. That's what it is.
A Belching Beaver Brewery peanut butter milk stout. I can't tell you how excited I am, Daniel.
Try and sing your standard song.
My standard song?
Yeah.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly,
you don't know anything about baseball.
I'm excited.
So, Belching Beaver Brewery, peanut butter
jelly
milk stout. America's favourite peanut butter milk stout.
Oh, mate,
silky...
I've just dived straight in there. It's wonderful. Come.
This silky beer put us on the map. Oh, Troy came up with the idea of combining peanut... Who the fudge
even.
Is Troy?
I can't even.
Combining That's peanut true. Butter with our Beaver's milk stout. And he nailed it! Don't let the dark colour fool you. This beer is delightfully easy to drink with with cascading aromas of roasted peanuts, dark chocolate and coffee. Are you okay?
Dude, it tastes like a Reese's bar.
We appreciate your continued
spoon. My, so good! That is, I mean,
oh yeah. My good God.
Good on you, Belching. That is good, isn't it?
Cheers.
Cheers, dude.
Cheers.
That is the best wild card we've had.
Definitely. Definitely.
It tastes of chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah, we've gone dark. We've gone dark every time.
Yeah, we have, haven't we? Card. Yeah, yeah.
So we need to maybe shake that up a bit. However, this is incredible.
That is wonderful. I mean, you know, I'm a little bit drunk, but that is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful beer. That is hell of a beer to finish on.
You've literally just done a little wander around the room.
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. Excuse me.
Straight to it.
Right, I'm going to ask you a question, though. Could you drink this? For, I mean, I'm not saying all night, it's not a session, obviously, but could you drink it for 2 or 3 pints?
Two pints.
Right.
Probably. I mean, it's rich, but that is yummy.
Very
it's
rich. It is.
Yummy.
It is delicious.
If you like peanut butter, then
if you like
days,
peanut butter,
friend.
Then drink this shit.
If you like peanut butter.
That's not the song.
It's not the song. But it's very nice beer.
Yeah, it is. It's got biscuit,
oh, well
toffee,
done.
Molasses. Anything else?
Where's that then? Where a Belching Beaver Brewery?
California.
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 California. California.
Wonderful. Well done. Yeah, I can't speak anymore. I just want to drink the beer.
Well, that has to be it then, because if you can't speak anymore, then we'll have to sign off.
So what should people do, Daniel?
They should absolutely follow us on Facebook at Ale Tales Podcast. Twitter, the same. Instagram, the same. They can email us at aletalespodcast@gmail.com.
And please, 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 we are a grassroots startup podcast and we love the people who listen to us. It's fantastic. We know we're very much in our infancy and we'd absolutely love it if you would share our content with anyone else. Even if you think we're slightly crazy, that's fine. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll be back soon, I'm sure.
I would certainly hope so.
Ta-ra's.
Love you lots. Bye.
Bye, Snows.
So what did you have?
What, on the beer bingo?
The beer bingo.
I had Brooklyn, which I think you probably said.
I did definitely say.
I had for me.
I also had that.
I'm not sure you said it.
I don't know if either of us did.
Political? Don't you said it.
Political?
Political.
I don't know.
I've just been too slashed when I visited.
I definitely said something.
Yeah, that's a tick. Indeed.
Yep, we said that. Excuse you.
Not a fan of.
I probably said that
before.
I probably said that.
What you said. What should you say today? And personally?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I had two hoppy,
mm-hmm.
which is a Daniel thing.
I had hoppy.
But I also had any reference to squirrels, given your last appearance. That's me. That's why I had a gin bingo. And I'm a beer bingo, in fact, not gin.
Gin beer bingo.
Gin no, bingo. I'm quite happy I'm in the beer. That's all I had. Didn't get very far.
Well, I had, for me, hoppy... the one I was really going for was nice. I was trying to get you to say nice. I'm sure you maybe said that.
Maybe I'm trying to be sort of more involved.
Grapefruit. Never said it because there wasn't any grapefruit beer. I should have looked at the beers beforehand. Reminds me of another one I was really trying to get you to say.
Oh, really?
Reminds me of, like, you said that. You said that. Reminds me of.
Okay.
And mulch was mulch. The last one.
Is that a common one? Okay.
You've said it.
That's a podcast.